Hello and welcome to what we hope will be the first of many annual Disinfo.con events. I'm Richard Metzger. Welcome to the Hammerstein Ballroom. For those of you from out of town, welcome to New York. And the people from New Zealand, Sweden, and Dublin, you know who you are. You rock for coming this far for this thing. So thanks very much. Welcome. Paraphrasing Aleister Crowley in his book, The Intelligence Agents, Timothy Leary wrote that there are three ways to increase your intelligence. First, continually expand the scope, source, and intensity of the information you receive. Second, develop external networks for increasing intelligence. In particular, spend your time with people as smart or smarter than you are. And third, constantly revise your reality maps and seek new metaphors for the future. And that, dearly beloved, is what we are gathered for here today. And I have a prediction to make. Before we leave, we're all going to get a little bit smarter. We're all going to mutate just a little bit. Think of today as a kind of initiation, or as a sort of magical rite of passage. Energies will be raised today that will be hard to forget about or to put down when you go back to work next week. In the next 11 hours, the speakers appearing on this stage will be messing with your head, playing with your files, and committing random acts of higher revolutionary mutation. Don't worry, it'll be painless, and we hope it's going to be very entertaining. The 20th century has just been bookended. The revolutionary meme spread in the last century by Crowley, Allen Ginsberg, William Burroughs, Leary, Abby Hoffman, and some of our speakers here today have been internalized by a large segment of the population. And in the new millennium, these thought forms will become fully externalized in the culture. When disinformation launched at the end of 1996, fewer than 20 corporations controlled over 90% of the major media outlets. At that time, I described the need for an antidote to the corporate control of the major media outlets. But with the advent of the internet, the incredible number of new magazines on the stands, and new cable television networks starting up every month, this is no longer really the case. Just 3 years later, there are a lot of new companies jumping into the entertainment and infotainment arenas. New voices and different opinions are being heard. In the new media climate, diversity is inevitable, and the lock these 20 corporations previously had on consensus reality is a thing of the past. Those companies are still around, but they've been forced to share their media monopoly with a lot of competition. Whoever controls what you see controls what you think, but our reality is no longer based on what they tell us. With the new media tools we all have at our disposal, all of us, with the inclination to make our voices and opinions heard loudly, can now more fully participate in the debate. Think about it. There is more free speech today than there has ever been at any point before in history. Very simply, the need to fill hundreds of television channels and radio stations and movie theaters and newspapers and magazines with content caused consensus reality, fed to excess, to burst like a piñata. But the modern revolutionary doesn't necessarily want to bring the system down or destroy capitalism. Far from it. In a society where capital is king and when every fucking dipshit with a .com is making bank like they are printing cash in the cellar, and many of them are, the point should be to get as close to that AOL, Time Warner, AT&T, CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, RCA money as you possibly can get. If they will give, you should grab and not think twice. The truly up-to-date rebel rouser wisely seeks the path of least resistance and subverts from within. The multinational media corporations need people like us to make their software, write their articles, and produce their television shows. Smell an opportunity for mischief? I do. Today's aspiring modern now-a-go-go rebels should take a page from the book of Simpsons creator Matt Groening, or Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the guys behind South Park, or Marilyn Manson. The most subversive thing anyone can do is become popular. There is no point in having a feeble voice if you don't have to. If a tree falls in the forest and no one sends out a press release to the media, it didn't happen. Obscurity isn't admirable. It isn't anything but obscure. If your message is packaged in a sexy, funny, and interesting way, people will listen. The days of throwing Molotov cocktails and getting beaten up by cops, although Seattle did look like fun, is out. The days of living in a penthouse apartment, driving a Lexus, and beating your enemies at their own game is in. Have your cake and throw it too, in other words. Don't complain about the media, become the media. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen the Illuminati, and it is us.